Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day. Why? Well, because we are approaching our tax season, which I guess means that we're a little bit closer to the time when that entire process, which I always find so distasteful and painful and annoying, when that process is over. But there's supposed to be good news from our tax system. $10 billion in tax revenue from something that our states are doing differently than they used to. What is it? They are selling legal pot and making a ton of money on it. So what's the bad news aspect of that story? We will get to that. We will also be speaking with Jerry Beyer. He is a financial analyst, stock market analyst, also somebody who does odds making and follows the futures markets very carefully in terms of politics. Is it true that the Republicans are overwhelmingly favored by every source for winning the House of Representatives and the Senate in the elections coming up this November? And what's the economic impact of that likely to be? We will get to that with Jerry Beyer. And also a follow-up on that idea that you can improve the lives of homeless people simply by smiling at them and giving them socks and sleeping bags and meals. And that actually, as an approach for the long-term impact of homelessness, maybe not the answer, but there is, as my wife pointed out, she was listening to the show, and a clinical psychologist that she is, she did point that there was some real benefit and a real message that we can take from that story that we ought to look at. And then speaking of ought to look at, we are on the verge of apparently a dramatic move by Vladimir Putin that could plunge the world into a very dangerous and potentially very bloody conflict. So what is going on? What is the latest? The latest is that Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense General, and General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, were both spotted leaving the White House this morning. And this afternoon, Biden spoke briefly with media about the current situation regarding Putin's prospective invasion of Ukraine. Here is President Biden 16A.
Caused an increase in security at the U.S. Embassy, more U.S. Marine Corps personnel being brought in as the U.S. and others are downsizing.
So started.
I made it clear to early on to President Putin that if he were to move into Ukraine, that there would be severe consequences, including significant economic sanctions, as well as I'd feel obliged to beef up our presence, NATO's presence, on the Eastern Front, Poland, Romania, etc. I was watching one of you on television pointing out the fact that, and I think you've got it right, whoever it was, I'm embarrassed, I don't remember who, saying that this is all Putin. I don't think even his people know for certain what he's going to do.
Would you ever see yourself personally sanctioning him if he did invade Ukraine?
Yes.
You would?
I would see that.
He was answering the question, would you ever see yourself? And he, as he said, he would see that as a real possibility. And that, of course, is news. Now, the question becomes, trying to psychoanalyze Vladimir Putin, does Biden, in answering the question somewhat flippantly, say yes, he would consider personal sanctions to one of the world's richest heads of state, would that make it more likely or less likely that he would go ahead and invade what Biden stupidly had talked about as a minor incursion before? There's no, when you're crossing the border of a state to whom you are openly hostile, and they are openly hostile to Ukraine, no incursion is a minor incursion, Mr. President. It isn't. And my worry would be that Joe Biden, just saying in passing, that he might do a personal sanction against the president of Russia, the president of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin, may take that as a challenge. Oh, yeah? We'll see. It's not going to deter me. Let's hope that he has better advice and maybe some kind of reason to believe that they can persuade Putin to back off the worst consequences of an advance into Ukrainian territory. And he was also asked, the president, what it would take to trigger the deployment of the 8,500 troops that are currently on high alert. And what would that deployment look like? This is clip 16B.
What would it take to trigger the deployment of the 8,500 troops that you've put on high alert? And what's your message to those forces that are on high alert?
Those forces on high alert are, they're part of a NATO operation, not a sole U.S. operation. And I've made it clear to President Putin that we would be, we have a sacred obligation, Article 5 obligation to our NATO allies, and that if in fact he continued to build up and or was to move, we would be reinforcing those troops. And I've spoken with every one of our NATO allies in person, or not person, virtually, and we're all on the same page. You've got to make it clear that that there's no reason for anyone, any member of NATO, to worry whether or not NATO would come to their defense.
And this is very important. It's important to countries like Estonia. Estonia, which is a kind of wonderful country and is really tried to move as directly as it possibly could in the direction of free market economics, the kind of economics that most conservatives admire. It's a million people. It's just above a million people. And it was formerly part of the Soviet Union. It was one of the Soviet Socialist Republics, along with Lithuania and Estonia. And Latvia. I'm talking about Estonia. But the idea that they would put these NATO troops in NATO countries. Ukraine, though it wants to be, is not a member of NATO, and therefore putting troops into Ukraine would be a much different proposition. As the president made clear, this is 16C.
When you'll make a decision about deploying those troops, what will lead to that?
What would lead to that is, what's going to happen, what Putin does or doesn't do. And I may be moving some of those troops in the nearer term, just because it takes time. And again, it's not provocative. It's just exactly what I said. Is that as long as we have to reassure? If you notice, you don't see a lot of concern in terms of their security of our NATO allies in Western Europe, but in Eastern Europe, there's reason for concern. They're along the Russian border, they're in the Belarus border, so everyone from Poland on has reason to be concerned about what would happen and what spillover effects could occur. We have no intention of putting American forces, or NATO forces, in Ukraine. But as I said, there are going to be serious economic consequences if he moves.
Okay, the serious economic consequences, you wonder. And you wonder how this will work. We will be getting to the latest. We'll also be talking about the very peculiar situation with the stock market, which again was down about 800 points. It came back. It was up about 200 points. It finished 60 points, the Dow Jones, 60 points negative. So what is going on and what happens next with war, peace, and politics? We'll get to it on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is some feeling out there, and I think you know it. Without having to check any polling data that has come in, without having to read any reports, you know, if you talk to people, and all Americans, I do think, despite the fact that Dr. Kevin Smith says it can make you depressed, many Americans do talk about political developments, and I am fairly certain that there's a large percentage of Americans, including a lot of Americans who would favor what President Trump called an America First agenda, who would be questioning all this focus on Ukraine. Because, again, the desire for the United States to enter another long-term war, or even a short-term war, any war right now, I think the appetite for that on the part of the American public is very, very small. And one of the things that I think is important is that the Biden administration at least is trying to make some point, the idea that Ukraine is important. It cannot be dismissed the way that the Neville Chamberlain, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, dismissed Czechoslovakia as a faraway country of which we know nothing. And of course, it wasn't far away, and by the standards of the time, it was. But by the standards of today, it's all Europe. And the Deputy National Security Advisor Jonathan Finer today had this to say about this is clip 12, Jeremy, about why it is that that Americans should care about what goes on in Ukraine.
Why should Americans care about what's happening in Ukraine?
Because it goes to a very fundamental principle of all nations, which is that our borders should be inviolate, that our sovereignty should be respected.
Okay, it's fairly basic. Again, this was why we went to war against Iraq the first time. And, I mean, again, it was a rogue regime, it was a gangster regime even before. But marching in and taking over the oil-rich country of Kuwait, and by the way, that analogy with what Putin's situation is pretty good, because if you look at Saddam Hussein's argument for taking over Kuwait, was it used to be, of course, the argument for Putin about the claims on Ukraine, is that for much of the last 300 years, Ukraine has been part of Russia. And Peter Doocy noticed that there was a hashtag that was tweeted by Secretary Blinken, the Secretary of State, and the hashtag said, "I stand with Ukraine." Peter Doocy, who has been much in the news recently, we'll get to that, had this question to Jen Psaki, the White House press spokesman, about the hashtag "I Stand With Ukraine." Listen, this is clip 15.
The Secretary of State a few days ago tweeted, "I hashtag stand with Ukraine." Has that ever worked at stopping an authoritarian regime from doing anything, a hashtag?
I will have to say that unlike the last administration, we don't think Twitter is the only means of engaging or negotiating or discussing important topics. But it is important for us to convey to the Ukrainian people who do view commentary through a range of forums. I don't know how many are Fox News watchers, maybe some of them, and including social media, that we stand with them, we support them. And that includes in their efforts to protect the sovereignty of their country.
Okay, good sentiments. And what does that mean? John Kirby, the Pentagon spokesman, this is clip 3, said that what it means is that we're ready to go with those 8,500 troops. Listen, this is clip 3.
I want to provide some facts on these preparations that will reinforce our commitment to NATO and to the NATO response force and increase our readiness. Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF or if other situations develop. All told, the number of forces that the Secretary has placed on heightened alert comes up to about 8,500 personnel.
Okay, and then this from Max Boot, commentator, syndicated columnist, a former editorial page editor for the Wall Street Journal. He was on CNN about why the fate of Ukraine is particularly important to the United States. Listen.
I think some Americans are wondering, but how does this impact my life? Max, make the case for why the average American should care about the outcome of this international crisis.
Well, we've cared about the fate of Europe for a long time, Anna, ever since World War II, and we did not care enough about the fate of Europe in the 20s and 30s, and you can see where that got us. I mean, I think U.S. presidents going back decades have recognized that we have a major stake in keeping Europe as free and secure as possible. Right now, the European Union is the third largest economy in the world, one of our major trade partners, and the largest concentration of democracies in the world. And Ukraine is on the outer edge of Europe. It's a pro-Western democracy. It wants to be part of the West. If we just allow Putin to get away with invading Ukraine, that is going to be very bad news for other countries in Europe, and it's going to be bad news for the United States and the international rule of law more generally. Other countries like China are watching what's going on, and if we want to deter China from attacking Taiwan, we'd better make sure that Putin pays a massive, massive price for any attack on Ukraine.
And you'll notice that everybody says pays a massive price. They don't say we will roll it back. Because given the fact that Ukraine is not a member of NATO, we will not be sending our American troops directly to Ukraine. We are sending them all kinds of equipment that they can use. And the most important point, it seems to me, that Max made there is the idea of China, which is also a rogue power, which also has claims, historic claims, on Taiwan, which at one point was part of the Chinese Empire. For goodness sake, there were literally thousands of square miles that were once part of the Chinese Empire, which no longer are. And with China today something of a revanchist power, wanting to go back to the glory days of old, this is a very dangerous situation. I do think it's worth thinking about what happened with Saddam Hussein. If Russia gets away with occupying a very substantial country, more than 40 million people in Ukraine, I believe, and without consequences, then world stability, which has economic ramifications too, is jeopardized. Speaking of the economy, with Jerry Boyer coming right up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow nearly pulling off another comeback after rebounding from 800 points down earlier in the session. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 68 points. When it comes to the economy and the ongoing tension between Russia and Ukraine, Brian Deese, director of the White House National Economic Council, tells CNN we have nothing to worry about regarding our economy should troops end up in Eastern Europe.
We are looking very carefully and partnering with our allies, our European allies, to make sure that we do that in a way that minimizes the impact on the European economy and the American economy.
The Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for large businesses is no more. It's being withdrawn after the Supreme Court refused to allow it to be implemented. This is USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show my friend Jerry Boyer, who's the author of The Maker Versus the Takers. He's the editor at Town Hall Finance and also editor of Affluent Investor and the host of the new podcast, Meeting of Minds. Jerry, is surviving the winter okay?
It's surviving and thriving. I'm a skier, so I'm liking this.
Wow, really? And skiing in Western Pennsylvania, or do you go up to New England?
No, Western Pennsylvania, where I live. I'm a cross country skier, so my knees, I don't think, could handle the downhill stuff. And we're near a trail, so I've been loving the past week.
Well, good for you. Okay, how about loving what the markets have been doing? I the last 2 days, I don't remember anything like this 2 days in a row, because there was a swing of like 1,100 points in the Dow yesterday, and today I think it was 1,000 points, right? It went from negative 800 to up to 200 and then back to 60. Why the volatility all of a sudden?
Well, the volatility is uncertainty about what the central bank's going to do. So, you know, just kind of going back to real, like, finance 101, that when the central bank suppresses interest rates, when it pours money into the economy through the bond market, that changes the valuation. That has a bubble-creating effect. The bubble tends to take place in growth stocks, technology stocks, because those are the most prone to bubbles for lots of reasons. When there's the sense that, hey, the Fed might have to take away the punch bowl, they're not going to be able to do this anymore, they're not going to be goosing valuations anymore, then the markets get scared, or in some sense they're reacting actually rationally to this. If our central bank is essentially the chief actor in markets now, markets are no longer driven by earnings or management quality or those things. They're essentially driven by the decisions of this government-appointed central bank. When that central bank sends out signals that they're going to take away the punch bowl, then markets respond to that by collapsing. Now what's happening, they're coming back a little bit, is because I don't think anybody believes that the Fed has the Volcker gene, where it's willing to stay tough in the face of general panic. So I think the bet now, the markets are betting now, that the Fed's going to give in and keep the punch bowl there.
So that means that people should be getting some good glasses of punch for the next couple of months.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we should explain that analogy. One of the Fed chairmen, like 50 years ago, was at a party, and a woman, a socialite, asked him, "What do you do for a living?" And he pointed at the punch bowl, and he said, "My job is to spike that bowl, and when the party gets to be too much fun, my job is to take away the bowl." And really, in some sense, that's how he thought of it. So we've been in this situation where the central bank has been extraordinarily interventionist, really, since the Great Recession and then since the various COVID shutdowns. We've never had anything like this before in American history, really. And now that there's serious talk about, you know, being tough and fighting inflation and shrinking the money supply and kind of whatever analogy you want, taking away the punch bowl, now markets are responding to that. My bet would be that, again, you had this unique combination with Paul Volcker and Ronald Reagan. Paul Volcker was willing to be hated in order to beat inflation, and Reagan was willing to have his back. With Powell and Biden, you have almost the opposite of that.
And in terms of thinking just a couple of steps ahead, the overwhelming likelihood appears to be that the Republicans will take control of at least the House of Representatives, very possibly the House and the Senate. If that happens, is that going to be good for economic growth or not so good because the spending probably won't be quite as irresponsible?
Well, the probability or the political futures market agrees with you that the Senate is basically a lock and the House is probable, somewhere around 60%. So I think that would happen. What I would say to that is it's better news than not doing it. But a president still has a lot of power, so we don't have a new president, you know, every 2 years. We have a presidential election every 4 years. So I think it could be a step in the right direction. But I think generally there's a sense that you have a bipartisan consensus in favor of spending, and that you have a situation where historically the Democrats have been the anti-big business party and the Republicans have been the pro-big business party. But right now the populists are kind of driving the Republican bus, and the kind of conservative populists, and the conservative liberal populists are driving the Democrat bus. So I'm having trouble finding a growth majority in the country. And so I think that plus aging demographics means we're probably going to be a little bit like the 70s, stagflation, slow growth, high inflation.
Wow. If you were to look into your crystal ball, your famous Boyer crystal ball, who is the Democratic nominee likely to be for president 3 years from now, and the Republican nominee, in your estimation?
I'm looking at the futures markets. I was just looking at that now. It's Biden on the D side. It's Trump on the R side. The second choice on the R side would be DeSantis. After that, it drops off. Like, DeSantis is kind of close to Trump. After that, like the Nikki Haley and below, those are like 9% probabilities, you know, for the nomination. So it's basically a Trump-DeSantis fight. And it's a Biden, a fight with Biden and Harris. But again, Biden's likely to win. So if Trump runs, he'll win the nomination according to the futures market. If Biden runs, he'll win the nomination according to the futures market. And if they go up against one another, the probability market, I say, slightly favors Trump.
It does. Okay. And this despite the fact there's a new NBC poll that shows that nationally much more negative approval, disapproval for Trump than for Biden. They're both negative, but Trump more so.
Well, I believe that. I believe that Trump does have higher negatives. I think the thing is that elections now, I'm not sure there's so much positive negative as they are negative negative. And if you can kind of keep your plurality, even if everybody else hates you, you can actually, and the same is true for the other side, and the numbers are slightly better, then we can get people who get elected who are hated by the majority of the people, which is not a good long-term sign. I'm generally an optimist in life, but, you know, we've got some challenges ahead.
We do. And the one thing that is interesting when you want to look at being encouraged, it's very likely we're going to have divided government for the next 2 years after the Republicans take the Congress. Americans like divided government, and it's been pretty good for us in the past, hasn't it?
Yeah, and markets generally like divided government. So I think that's a reasonably good outcome. I just don't think divided government can, like, completely rescue us. I think it can help. I mean, I think what really works is when we have a national consensus in a certain direction. So the last time we had stagnation and inflation and a Russia which was getting very expansionist, we had that before. It was Afghanistan, not Ukraine. The last time we had that, we had a tough decade in the 70s, but what came out of that? What came out of that was Reaganism and a different cultural and political consensus. I think that the same thing can happen now. That happened in the 70s, and people said, it's over for America. Well, it wasn't, and it doesn't have to be now. Decline is a choice. We don't have to make that choice.
And I certainly hope we do not. And I'm certainly glad to make the choice to speak to Jerry Bowyer. You can take a look at his material, which is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. All of a sudden, a tax bonanza. But it's not all good news. What is giving state governments $10 billion this last year? We'll tell you coming up on the Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Show, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show about this very sweet, very well-intentioned, very admirable in some ways, attempt by people who want to do something about the homeless population and homeless people, many of whom are, yes, indeed, suffering. And the basic idea was that you should make a particular point of smiling at people. You see someone homeless on the street, you should smile, you should nod and say hello, you should make eye contact. And two things that my wonderful wife brought up about this is I was making light of that and saying this is not going to do anything to change people's lives, the chances are. And nor is it really possible when people feel seeing filth and garbage and often illness, including mental illness, and real violence to some of our beautiful parks, to our schools and our school properties. It's tough to smile at people because they're part of that. And also you're talking about sometimes people who are very dirty, sick, and not doing well. And yes, you have to make a very special effort to smile at such people. But the point that Diane was making was that, again, that should come with some resolution to actually help people. And that means clearing away the encampments. And getting them off the streets and not simply saying, well, these are just our neighbors who live outdoors. It is different. And it does violate the law and standards and has a negative impact on the community at large. The other point that Diane made, and I thought it was very important, was that advice of making eye contact, smiling at people, not looking away, not hiding your eyes. That's good advice for everybody. And for everybody you run into. And when you talk about building a sense of community and just brightening your own day and somebody else's day, that kind of more positive reaction and recognition to people, like you are really seeing that person who's walking past you on the street. That's good advice, good for happiness and mental health, which we were talking about earlier. Okay, there is also this news that has a number of people smiling over in the Marijuana Policy Project. The Marijuana Policy Project is one of these expressions of Big Weed, which really attempts, and very successfully recently, to get more and more states to legalize marijuana. And the headline says, states surpass $10 billion in tax revenues from legal adult-use cannabis sales. The Marijuana Policy Project has released a new report on tax revenue generated from state legal adult-use cannabis since 2014, when sales began in Colorado and Washington State. As of December 2021, states reported a total of $10.4 billion in tax revenue from those sales, with more than $3 billion reported in 2021 so far. And in any event, lots of money being generated by the marijuana sales. Now, why is that not just good news? And the answer is because, first of all, it's going to encourage more people to push for legalized marijuana in states where it is not fully legalized. And states are greedy for tax money. And yes, they welcome it. But this upsurge in tax money should also impact some of the people who have long said, and I remember when we were debating this, the one thing that it seemed to me was the best argument against legalized marijuana was you're going to legalize something that it's going to become more common. And the idea that that making something illegal has no impact on its price or has no impact on its distribution, we now, and particularly with announcements like this, we are sending a message that government welcomes this revenue. And the truth is, there are, as we've done on this show many, many times, there are all kinds of public health, public safety, and psychiatric well-being that are threatened by more and more and more marijuana as more and more a part of our lives. And it's also, it's more direct even than the legalized gambling, where, yes, I know, particularly states like Nevada, but every state does some kind of deal with the satanic forces over gambling. Now, why do I say that? Because gambling is a tax, and including state lotteries, that whatever the corruption it engenders, leave that aside, but where basically you are taxing poor people, because the people who disproportionately play the lottery, who disproportionately suffer from legalized gambling and state promotion of legalized gambling, are people who can afford it least. I don't know if they have statistics like that about marijuana, but you can guess that that would be the case as well. And making marijuana cheaper and more available, given the fact that it does get into the hands of kids much more readily when it is sold legally, the idea that this is somehow an unmitigated forward movement for society, I think is very, very specious indeed. Now, I don't know what they were smoking when they made a big new movie. It's a big new movie narrated by Julie Andrews. She's, you hear her voice on screen for about 20 seconds. And starring Pierce Brosnan and more. It is called The King's Daughter. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
At the peak of his power, King Louis XIV of France, incongruously played by Pierce Brosnan, makes two startling discoveries. One is a long-lost illegitimate daughter, and two is a captured mermaid who he sticks in a fountain in The King's Daughter, now playing in theaters.
Creature in the water.
You should not be swimming in there.
She called me.
She's certainly not of this world.
Nor am I.
Nor am I, because The King's Daughter, despite some big names in the cast like William Hurt and Julie Andrews as a narrator, is a truly rancid disaster. The cheesy special effects, lame and artificial sets, horrendously distracting music, which took three composers to cook it up, and appalling casting with Bing Bing Fan, Chinese superstar, as the mermaid, make for a PG-rated movie that is memorable only for its awfulness. 1.5 stars for the deeply embarrassing The King's Daughter. And by the way, don't think Little Mermaid here, because the basic jeopardy that they're dealing with is the king wants to sacrifice the mermaid in the time when there's a big eclipse of the sun and cut out her heart and eat it. And that's one of the many delightful features of The King's Daughter. Speaking of delightful features, we have one of my favorite guests tomorrow, four-star General Barry McCaffrey. What can the U.S. do in Ukraine, and what would a protracted conflict, look like, and outcome, please, in Ukraine if that goes forward into the conflict zone? We'll talk about that. We will also be talking about anti-Semitic flyers that have appeared in neighborhoods in Denver, Miami, and San Francisco, all of them blaming the Jewish community for cooking up the fake Wuhan flu. And no, not blaming China right now, blaming American Jews. Why? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There's also an ongoing struggle in the Supreme Court, going all the way back to the Bakke case, remember that? About whether it is legit under the 14th Amendment, which guarantees equal protection of the laws, to give people of certain racial groups advantages in college admission. Now a prominent liberal commentator thinks that affirmative action at the college level is doomed. Why? Because the Supreme Court's going to be taking up cases at Harvard and at University of North Carolina. I'm not sure how those cases will go, but let us hope that they go in the direction of sensitivity, sensibility, equality, and sanity for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.